with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County was selected by the state as one of four counties to participate in a new program to aid its vulnerable homeless senior population. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Riverside County announced a 100-day challenge to end senior homelessness on Tuesday. The program will move 140 seniors 65 and older from emergency hotel and motel programs into permanent housing by September 3rd. The county will use existing programs to locate housing, including Project Roomkey, a state program to protect high-risk individuals and prevent the spread of COVID-19. The effort is led by the county's Housing, Homelessness Prevention, and Workforce Solutions Department in partnership with a team of city and nonprofit partners, including the Riverside University Health System and the Housing Authority. Owners of rental properties interested in working with the program should contact Housing Navigation Coordinator Lindsay Sisti at 951-343-5605. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
In San Bernardino County, 225 people in the county have died from COVID-19, and 6,593 have tested positive. Deaths were up 1.8% from Saturday, June 6, while cases rose 2.7% from Tuesday, June 9. San Bernardino County is under observation by the State Public Health Department for a spike in new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. The county is among nine on the list, which also includes Los Angeles and Imperial counties, being monitored by state public health officials. As some areas in California see coronavirus numbers spike, Governor Gavin Newsom is defending plans to reopen additional businesses this weekend. He says California is more prepared to battle the virus now than 2 or 3 months ago. Testing, contact tracing, and personal protective equipment are more widespread.
We're in a completely different place to prepare for an inevitable increase.
He also says local health officials can take reopening at their own pace, pointing out that the Bay Area has moved slower than the rest of the state. Gyms, bars, day camps, and other businesses can resume operations with increased safety measures on Friday. A wildfire that erupted in the hills just west of Lake Elsinore scorched roughly 4 acres and was fully contained this morning. The non-injury blaze was reported just before 4 p.m. Wednesday, west of Rose Street, north of Ortega Highway 74. The agency said 24 engine crews and 3 hand crews, numbering over 150 personnel, were sent to the location and encountered flames burning upslope, away from homes but close to the highway. 2 CAL FIRE air tankers and a water-dropping helicopter were summoned to make drops on the blaze, halting its forward rate of spread and permitting crews to begin establishing containment lines. No structures were threatened and no injuries were reported. The fire burned 3.68 acres and was fully contained at 5:48 p.m. Wednesday, the department said. Democratic State Assemblyman Mike Gibson, a former police officer who represents the Los Angeles area, has introduced legislation that would ban police from using controversial restraints. That includes a carotid hold, which can block the flow of blood to the brain.
The bill came out of the death of George Floyd, plain and simple. I watched the video. I was in horror of what I saw, a murder unfolding right before our eyes.
Police neck restraints have come under scrutiny after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Gibson says his bill is scheduled for a Senate hearing next week. Governor Gavin Newsom has already expressed his support. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.